Shalom, today's daf yomi is Moed Katan daf yotes Moed Katan 19, and we're going to start on the very bottom of 18b at the Mishnah, the bottom of 18b. First, we'll read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, since we've been discussing those things that you're allowed to write on Chol Moed, and we listed several things that you can do under certain exceptions, now our Mishnah says what you're not allowed to write. Ein kosven shitrei chov b'moed. You're not allowed to write documents, IOU documents, on Chol Moed, and the reason is because you're basically allowed to write these documents after Chol Moed. You'll be able to do it, and so therefore you can't do it on Yom Tov. Imeinu mamino, but if the lender does not believe the borrower enough to lend him the money, and so therefore he's allowed to do it. Or else maybe the scribe doesn't have any money to eat, so therefore he's allowed to write it. Tareza yichtov, he can write this contract on Chol Moed, because otherwise he's not going to be able to eat. Says the Mishnah, Ein kosven svarim tefillin mezuzos b'moed. You're not allowed to write a Torah scroll or tefillin or mezuzot on Chol Moed. And we'll get into that in a moment. Ve'im magiyin, and we're not allowed to fix them, even os achas, even one letter you're not allowed to fix. Meaning to say, the fix it by writing. Like, for example, if there was a dalet and you want to make the dalet into a resh, but to separate between two letters, that you're allowed to do. And also a letter which is its mark is still clear, but you want to like darken it before it fades away, and that will be permitted, says the Mishnah Berurah, because that's not included in writing. But if you will not have after Chol Moed another Torah scroll, then you're allowed to fix it on Chol Moed, because there's nothing greater loss than this than not having a Torah scroll. The Vafilu B'Sefer Ezra, and even a Torah scroll that Ezra the scribe wrote, which was placed in the temple, and it was perfectly fit and had no mistakes in it, that's also prohibited to fix on Chol Moed. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosev tefillin u'mezuzos la'atzmo. Rabbi Yehuda says a person can write their own tefillin and their own mezuzos for themselves in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin and mezuzah. But to write for other people who paid you to do it, or to write in order to sell to other people, that's going to be prohibited on Chol Moed. And we're on the top of 19a. V'tava al yirecho t'cheilos l'tzitziso. And Rabbi Yehuda adds, you're allowed to spin on your thigh. A person can spin on his thigh the wool that he's going to make threads for in order to make tcheles, in order to make tzitzis. And only specifically in this circumstance is it going to be permitted, because this is a change from the normal way of spinning that they used to do, that they would usually do on a regular day, but to that which you would specifically do with your hands between your fingers. But this you're doing on your thigh, and that's what he's going to allow. So what does this mean, that he's allowed to write tefillin for himself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for the purpose of the mitzvah of tefillin on Chol Moed? So Rabbi Yehuda, we know that the Gemara Menachos 36b states that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, this is not a time where you wear tefillin, meaning to say that there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because by tefillin it says, Vayola os al yadcha ototofos beinecha, and we learn from this that there's no need to wear tefillin on those days which is already an os. So you only need to wear the tefillin on those days where it's not a sign, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they are already called an os, a sign to God, therefore you don't need to wear tefillin. But with respect to Chol Moed, those on Chol Moed itself, that's a dispute amongst the Rishonim, amongst the medieval authorities, whether or not you need to wear tefillin. So and Tosfos writes that we can't bring a proof from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to write tefillin on Chol Moed for yourself, that on Chol Moed you need to wear tefillin, because we're not going to say that, because we might have thought, well, if that's the case, it proves that you're supposed to wear tefillin, because how are you going to write them? for yourself, if you're not allowed to wear them, because we're going to say, says Tosfos, that Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion, like we saw in Erev in 96b, that even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is such an opinion, and that's Rabbi Yehuda must be following, that even Shabbos and Yom Tov are the time for tefillin. But according to those people who say Shabbos and Yom Tov are not the time on tefillin, and also Chol Moed is not the time on tefillin, so therefore it's not a proof. And the Ritva writes that even though we don't wear tefillin on Chol Moed, it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, I need to wear tefillin the day after Chol Moed. In order to get to that point, I'm going to have to write the tefillin on Chol Moed itself. Now, Rabbi Yehuda did not say what would be his opinion with respect to fixing a Sefer Torah, fixing a Torah Shkol on Chol Moed. Would he allow that for a person himself, just like he allows you to write tefillin and mezuzah? Or would he not allow it? So the Magen Mishnah brings the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Alevi, who writes that just like Rabbi Yehuda allows you to write tefillin and mezuzos, so too he's going to allow you to fix a Torah scroll for himself. However, the Magen Mishnah himself writes that from the Rambam's words, it implies that Rabbi Yehuda did not allow you to fix a Torah scroll, because since you're not allowed to write a Torah scroll on Chol Moed, so therefore they're not going to allow you to write a Torah scroll even for yourself. And since you're not going to be allowed to write it, they're not going to allow you even to fix it. And in our practice today, we do not write a Torah scroll on Chol Moed. You cannot write a Torah scroll on Chol Moed.